Traffic update for you now in Auckland. A breakdown is blocking the right lane headed into the city just after the Mount Wellington Highway off-ramp. So do take care if you are in that area. Now, an Auckland councillor says there is no clear favourite yet for the Super City's multi-purpose national stadium. A working group met behind closed doors yesterday to discuss the four proposals, but whether it will be a revamping Eden Park or building a new stadium at the waterfront, the challenge will be to do so with little to no ratepayer money. Our reporter Lucy Shear has more.
There are three options for stadium on the central city waterfront. A 50,000-seat facility at Key Park, favoured by New Zealand Rugby. A sunken stadium that could fit 70,000 at Bledisloe Wharf, or a 55,000-seat venue at Wynyard Point. Then there's a cheaper option of revamping the existing Eden Park. The chair of the Stadium Venues Working Group, Shane Henderson, says the projects have been ranked, but he won't reveal more, insisting there's no clear favourite yet.
I think there are multiple options that we'll be presenting to councillors and saying, look, these sort of come out very highly in our kind of ranking system that we did, and let's have a bit of a yarn about it.
The council's made it clear it has no money for the project. Shane Henderson says it hopes to attract investors.
Ultimately, what I want to do is give confidence to the market. There are people out there that are brilliant at raising capital. There are people out there that are brilliant or building or redeveloping stadiums. And the message that we have as a council when we pass this vote is, look, we're going to back this process.
He says the government will also be asked to contribute money. And despite the current hard economic times, some Aucklanders say they like the idea of a big new stadium in the central city.
I think a central city stadium would be fantastic and good for the city.
My choice would be to have it in the city, which is accessible to everybody.
I believe we need a stadium away from the residential area so we can have more big artists, big concerts, big games.
Harpreet Gill says the city needs a much bigger venue for concerts, which will attract major overseas stars.
The thing is, people are still paying for concerts. My daughter wanted to go for Shiza concert and make me pay $300, $400 for that, right? There are a lot of our artists, big artists internationally, who couldn't come. It would have added to our economy.
Nina Cohen, who moved to Auckland 3 months ago, says a better stadium is a worthwhile investment.
Auckland investing in itself will make a big difference on the global stage. I think that sport, art, infrastructure, community is the things that people look for when they want to move here and they want to see that kind of investment.
But others, like Amy Land, say that regardless of the location, the city's transport system is not ready.
We can't even support Mount Smart, we can't even support Eden Park. Like, it seems like every time there's a game or something on at those stadiums, the transport facilities, they're like, oh, we're taking a break, we're doing whatever. But also there's so much traffic and there's so much construction already in the city that if we were to put the stadium there, like, I know it's going to take, you know, several years to sort of build that up.
Auckland Council will be voting for one of the four proposals at the end of May.